95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station, rock and racing station today. It's time for the Morning Hog Brew Review with Josh from SR Perron and Michael freaking Waldrop.
Whoa!
Thank y'all.
I don't know if that's your middle name, but
gosh.
I'm a fan, so I want to put you in there. Welcome, man.
It's great to be here. It's good to be in Daytona this time of year. My favorite weekend's coming up. Couldn't be more happy to be at the birthplace of speed.
That's right.
There you go. And, man, an excuse to drink beer in the morning.
Josh, you always bring us beers on Fridays.
Correct.
Which is very nice of you. But this time, you brought us the ultimate beers.
Yeah. I have Michael Waldrop Brewing Company's beer.
Whoa. Michael Waldrop, let's hear it on that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun having beers. You know what's really cool? When you walk in a bar and you don't know some guy, and he said at the end of the bar, drinking your beer, like, feel like I'm somebody sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a real special feeling.
That's your new friend you didn't know that you had if he's drinking your beer already. Already cracking beers, Josh.
Why not?
They're beautiful. Why wouldn't you open one right now?
They are attractive cans. I did see these at Walmart, and I was like, I want to try them first with Michael. You know, I don't want to spoil it.
I just want to tell you this. I'm here strictly for quality control.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure the beer tastes like it's supposed to.
Okay.
And that's the only reason why I'm drinking in the morning.
Now, as far as the developmental part of this, did you have a deep cut into telling them how to make this beer?
100%.
Really?
Me and my two partners went to Denver, Colorado, and visited a bunch of local brew pubs and tasted what they had and wrote down notes about what we liked and what we didn't like. And the funny part was how legible the notes were at first. And then at the end, not so much.
That's exactly how the show goes.
We came up with these three styles that are in distribution. You can get the beautiful blonde ale or our coconut IPA here in Daytona this week. And SR Perron's going to have us in all the stores one day.
Yeah.
And we're having a lot of fun not only pouring them at your place, but we've been pouring them all over town.
So right now, if anybody's hearing this and like, man, I'd like to try it, we're going to tell you how and where you can try it.
Yeah,
Michael's going to be everywhere this weekend.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of locations for you where you can find the beer, and then we'll talk about where you can see Michael and buy some beer while he's there as well.
Well, right now our beers are getting warm. All right. What are we trying first?
Which one is this?
So this is our two-time blonde ale.
Okay.
It's two-time blonde. Get it? Did I win the Daytona 500 twice, or do I have a bad girlfriend?
Oh, I thought it was a dating thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
cheers.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
it's refreshing, light.
I like this.
Flavorful.
Yes.
And it's 4.9 alcohol. So
if you're drinking
one of those other beers, you're just not having as much fun.
Yeah.
Nice malt finish on
it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I love listening to beer people talk.
Right?
They get malty finish. I get
spot.
Man, that was good.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, Josh does that legitimately because he has the backing. We just do it just to kiss his butt.
No, yeah.
Well, he knows more about beer than I do, but I tell you, I've learned a lot about beer, and the smiles that beers put on people's faces is my favorite part.
Well, see, this is the thing. Like, there is some time off the track where I would imagine you just want to sit down and just have a beer. So,
I like the golf.
Right. So, oh, do you? Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, golfing and beer, those are synonymous with each other.
There's a reason golf carts have those buckets on the or cages on the back where you can set a cooler in.
That's right.
It enhances my play for sure. This is great, though. Very smooth.
Thank you.
I like the 4.9, so you can have more than 10.
Right.
And you're fine.
I got a couple of buddies that they drink a lot of beer when they golf, and they generally drink Coors Light.
Okay.
And they might have 16 or so. And I tell them, everybody's talking about how much beer you drink.
Wow.
Now, you move over to my beer, you're only going to have to drink about half that many to get where you're going.
That's better.
Plus, no one will talk about you anymore.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm solving problems.
Saving money.
Even think about
that's right.
This, right? Basically, this Michael Waldrop beer is so much more than a beer. It's bringing people together.
That's right. That's what it's always been about for me.
Working the economy. It's helping friends be better friends, probably.
Yeah, and also just think we're helping with the environment, too.
Yeah, okay.
Not as many cans.
Right.
True.
That's a great point.
I mean, are we givers over here or what?
Unbelievable.
I can't believe myself sometimes.
I already thought he was a great guy, but he's really making life better, to be honest.
Yes.
So, now, where are we brewing from? Where's home? Where's home base?
So, those beers that you can buy here in town were brewed in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
We have a association with a brewery there.
All right.
But we have a brewery up in Bristol, Virginia, right near the racetrack.
Okay.
And We have three beers in distribution. I mentioned the blonde ale and the coconut IPA. We also have a Mexican lager called Vominos.
Okay. Nice.
Let's go. Okay. So those are in distribution all over the Southeast.
Okay.
But the brewery in Bristol, we have a brewmaster there, and he makes something new seemingly every day.
Really?
Like a malt vinegar, or you go as crazy as you can think of it. Yeah. He'll make it.
He's an
evil
scientist.
Think about a strawberry ale? And I'm like, well, it sounds terrible to me. But
yeah.
He said, well, a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, it sounds great to me then.
Yeah, right.
The brewery's just a really cool hangout spot.
Yeah.
Really open and fresh looking, and you got the tanks in there brewing up the beers. And
right.
People seem to really enjoy the vibe that we have there.
Man, we got to get to Bristol.
Yeah.
Road trip.
We have great food as well.
Yeah.
So we have a wonderful menu there, and people enjoy the food and the beers. So great combination. And when racing comes to town, it's always a nice crowd.
Yeah, I would imagine your time management, even though I know it's tight here this weekend in Daytona, but when you go to Bristol, it's got to be, you got to have like three people handling you at that point in time.
Well,
telling you where to be.
I don't have anyone handling it.
No?
I just do it myself with my schedule personally. But if I'm late to somewhere, there's a bunch of people that'll call me. They like let me think I'm making my schedule, but as soon as I'm not where I'm as soon as I'm not where I'm supposed to be, someone will call me and say, you're on your way, right?
Yeah.
I'll say, sure.
Yeah.
Where was I going?
The race is in 3 hours. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. See, I would forget about the race day probably.
I tell my friends all the time, one day if you see me just wandering down the road, just get me and take me home. I hit a lot of concrete walls. I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to wind up one day.
This is why you make all the friends in advance, giving them tasty beers, and then they can find you on the side of the road if they need to.
They're going
to
put a chip on me.
Do you? Do we have another beer? We'll take a break, but do we need to talk about where we can find Michael or where we can find some of these beers?
At the end.
All right.
That way we're good to go.
Yeah, let's get to that part where we have another beer.
Hurry up. Stay tuned. More Michael Waltrip beer on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.